Kakana financial manager Bob Schaefer says his school district's budget was about $1.5 million short before the new law curbing union bargaining rights took effect. Now he says they're in the black.
We have freed up dollars, found ways to influx money into a budget that will bring back teachers, create lower class sizes, and then also, in the end, allow us to teach different subjects.
But Schaefer acknowledges that teachers are upset and that the polarization that started in Madison has trickled down to school districts like his.
Morale is a concern right now, and as we sit here today, we're in the middle of summer, we don't know what morale is going to be come day one.
Like every school district, teachers in Kakana will now have to pay more for their health care and pensions. These are the so-called tools highlighted regularly by the governor. But Kakana also saved money by cutting sick days, giving teachers extra class periods, and cutting their prep time. Teachers are also frustrated by a new employee handbook, which includes vague definitions of what constitutes ground for dismissal. Rick Engel is a representative for the Wisconsin Education Association Council in Green Bay.
This handbook is the wrong tool. It was done the wrong way, and it should not be the shining example that the governor is trying to make it to be, because it's not.
Engel insists it has Kakana teachers looking to go elsewhere, where they'll be treated with more respect. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.